Passage 7. 1. According to the survey, how many U.S. workers could telecommute at home? 2. Where do most of U.S. workers choose to work? At 3. What is one of the possible reasons why those who can telecommute don't do so? They still need the time to 4. What will the people who work at home probably miss? Few U.S. workers who could telecommute do so. 1/4 of the U.S. workforce could be doing their jobs from home if all those able to telecommute chose to do so, and all those people working from home could translate into an annual gasoline savings of $3.9 billion, according to the National Technology Readiness Survey. However, many still select to work at the office. The study found that 2% of U.S. workers telecommute full-time, and another 9% do so part-time. But another 14% of workers have the option of telecommuting or have jobs conducive to the practice, but choose not to. The numbers suggest that many people would rather work at the office even if their job allowed telecommuting, said Professor P.K. Cannon of the Robert H. Smith School of Business at the University of Maryland. That seems to suggest that even if employers were to say tomorrow that everybody had the option of telecommuting, and you would save a lot of gas, that's not going to happen. An hypothesis could be that people still need the FaceTime with their bosses. Another thing is people miss the social interaction, just being at home. And with a median one-way commute of 10 miles and a median one-way commute time of 20 minutes, the daily life trip for many workers is not that bad, he added. Of those who can already telecommute, most do so only 1, 2, or 3 days per week, the study found.
Telecommute. Annual. Gasoline. Savings. Option. Conductive. Hypothesis. Interaction. Median. What about Tom? Does he work hard?
He is a diligent worker. He fights the clock all the time.